This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
So first topic here, I'm drinking my coffee and reading the paper this morning. I see you're going to be at your 99th game over the last 18 months alone. That's quite a schedule, Jerry. You ready for more, though?
I am, and it's just a wonderful thing to, first of all, get to watch my kids and watch those grandsons play football, and that were several of those games, but that's, as you've heard me say many times, I got a chance to play it in college at a high level, been with the Cowboys. The greatest thrill, the greatest rewarding, the most important thing to me has been watching these kids, and supporting them, coaching them, watching them play football.
So, Jerry, I saw that you guys are the first team in three decades or so that's gotten to this point in the postseason with no starter the age of 30 or older. How do you view that? Is that an overwhelmingly positive thing, or does that potentially mean that you're too young and inexperienced? How does that strike you?
Well, first of all, this game's been a long time coming for sure, and as a franchise, that alone shows how significant it is to be here. Plus, the fact that this is a young team, they're resilient. They have a can-do, an unfettered. It's just youth. And but the good news is that this is a pretty seasoned bunch for being as young as they are. They've played a lot of games in general. I'm talking about the whole team. And so I don't think it's too big for them at all to be sitting there in that Coliseum. And I also think they have a feeling of their gravity. They've had some setbacks as a team. It hasn't all been just suddenly it's there and it's all glory. And so you name all of that kind of stuff. I like going into L.A. with what we got.
So, Jerry, we're hoping you go into L.A. with Cole Beasley. I know that the Rams have been a little bit different since they've lost Cooper Kupp. So I don't know what the Cowboys will look like if they don't have Cole Beasley on Saturday night. What's your sense on Cole Beasley and if he can suit out for you or not?
Well, my feeling right now is to play with Cole Beasley. And you've watched him overcome at the game, on game day. You've watched him overcome some of those nicks right there. And so he's given in his past with the way he's handling this injury, he's given every indication that he'll be able to force himself through it. But quite an accomplishment. He's a competitor from the go. So right now we're planning on having Cole Beasley.
A lot of people are remarking how it looks like you guys match up pretty good with the Rams. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I think if I look at where our strengths are, their defense, their secondary, it's hard to match up when you look at that defensive front they put together. On the other hand, I like where we are with our offensive front. And we're healthy there with Martin and with Smith. And we've got not only Connor, but we've got Suafula. He's very able to play. So those guys really give me a good feeling about where we are in our offensive line as opposed to the strength of what the Rams are all about is their front.
If you mentioned Suafula and if he's ready to play, which guy is playing?
Well, I think that's a good problem to have. We'll see how the game goes. Connor held himself in good stead last week. So Fulo has, I'll get this right on about the fifth time, but he is where we thought he would be, which he's come back real strong. You can't keep him down. He's really been not a surprise, because we had pretty high value on him when he came out into the NFL. So he's not a surprise at all, and he's got a little more size in there. So wouldn't surprise me to see him play as well.
Jerry, you haven't won this game in 23 years. Does it feel like it's been that long to you?
No, it doesn't. frankly, I can remember things 20, 30 years ago that easier than I can remember last week. And I think that's part of it. But no, it doesn't. But I understand every opportunity to play a big game. I can refer to parts of them and remember them like we played it last night. So, no, it doesn't seem that long at all. This thing's gone like a flash since I bought the Dallas Cowboys. It's fast.
It's the Jerry Jones Show here on 105.3 The Fan. Is there a chance it turns home field advantage for you out there? What percentage of the crowd do you think will be Cowboy fans?
Oh, I have no way to judge that. All I know is, man, we've got a lot of fans in California. By every way you measure it, we have a lot of support there. And we have a lot of support right in this area. And I have people come up to me at training camp that were as a kid, held Mark Tuanay's helmet. And you think about the depth of that support. And then you guys have been to training camp, and you see what we've got there. And it's such support that they come to Dallas to watch games. We have a large constituency of fans that come from Southern California to watch the Cowboys play in Dallas.
It's the Jerry Jones Show here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, let's take a look at the Cowboys' road problems. They happened early in the year. Maybe they poked their head up in that Colts game at Indianapolis in late November, early December. Do you feel like the team figured out some of those road problems of communication and maybe focus that were happening early on?
Well, I think that logically everyone has a problem on the road. We had years with Chan Gailey, though, when we won on the road and didn't win at home. But the bottom line is that it should be tough playing on the road. And there's a lot of reasons for that. First of all, you don't have the benefit of a great home crowd when you are at home. So that's a setback right there. But the big thing is that this Coliseum, I don't think will be quite the disadvantage of playing in a dome stadium, which we do play in if we go to play the Saints. So I think that alone gives us a good situation relative to the location where we play it.
Now, Jerry, obviously your game is the only one that really matters to you guys, but is part of you an Eagles fan this week and the idea of hosting an NFC championship game?
Yeah, ironically, that's just the way it works. We were rooting for them the other night, and they pulled it off. And we've got a lot of work to do before this becomes something to think about, but it certainly would be give you a good spot for the Eagles there if they could do it down there in New Orleans under the right kind of circumstances. On a personal basis, the New Orleans crew, Sean, everybody that's involved there, Mickey Lomas, actually the ownership down there, all of that I'm pretty friendly about. So I have a little feeling about Louisiana even. And all of that comes with this, but if we beat this Rams, I'd a lot rather have that game in Dallas, and Philadelphia's got to do it for us.
How much of a distraction is it for you guys, knowing that one of your assistant coaches, Chris Richard, we're hearing about teams maybe being interested in him as a head coach? How important is he to you guys? What will you do to keep him, and how awkward is that to deal with throughout the week?
It really isn't hard. Early, when I was with the Cowboys, you had a little different set of rules, but Dave Wadstead, Norv Turner, those guys, the owners and the teams would deal directly, talk directly to me, and ask, Mr. Rooney asked, is there any way that I could visit with Dave when we didn't have to? And you had different rules. Now, if you let one owner visit, have a personal talk with any coach that they may be interested in while you're active in the playoffs, you have to let every team have the same shot. Those were different then. But my point is that those were years where we won the Super Bowl, had a great team, championship teams, and yet still we had some good coaches that were looking to move and didn't move.
Now, for you, your skills in the art of persuasion are pretty legendary. With a situation like this, do you see the possibility of talking somebody out of, you know, taking a head coaching job? Is that something you could pull off?
Well, I know that when Sean Payton was with us, Al asked him to be the head coach, and I got him to put that off. Bill Parcells was here. And I thought that didn't know how much longer Bill was going to be here. So Sean decided to delay his head coaching and stay with the Cowboys. And then we ended up going longer with Bill than I had anticipated at the time. And so Sean took advantage of the job that he, obviously that he had the opportunity to get in New Orleans. But, yes, I've experienced that and have gotten it done.
Jerry, the two players that we've been talking a lot about for the L.A. Rams that could cause the Cowboys problems are Todd Gurley and Aaron Donald. And I know they'll both be a big challenge. If you had to kind of rank the bigger challenge, stopping Aaron Donald from disrupting your offense or slowing down Todd Gurley from kind of running their offense, what will be more challenging?
Oh, I don't think we have to. Great, both of them are probably the toughest challenge that we have faced or will face in, as to an individual player. Offensive line and the tackles case, and certainly stopping Gurley, who's a multifaceted. The thing about Gurley is he's out of the backfield with great, with excellence. And plus, he's obviously a great back with outstanding speed along with power. And so all those things have been said. And I think we'll just have to say that that's the best the Cowboys have faced with our defense against a single running back receiver type threat. And I think that's the biggest challenge with Donald that we've had, trying to keep him out of the making a mess out of our offense.
Do you think they'll line up Aaron Donald over Zach Martin? How's Martin doing, recovering from his knee? And, you know, yeah, just how do you expect the Rams to try to get the most out of Donald against your offensive line?
I was with Howie Long the other night at a special function for the Raiders in Las Vegas. And he's really had studied Donald. And he said, do not make the mistake of trying to really concentrate on both the interior defensive linemen. Put it all on Donald and let the other hit or miss. And so that'll give you an idea philosophically of how some people that really study this stuff look at it.
Very good, sir. Well, appreciate your time as always. Give them hell tomorrow night. We'll be pulling for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.